here. It's 25 past 10 at night on Canada Day, isn't it? It's Canada Day, 1st of July. Well, I don't know what the weather has been like over the majority of Canada today, but in the UK here, it has been absolutely roasting. It's been the hottest day since 2006, and Heathrow Airport, I think, recorded something ridiculous like 35.9 degrees today. But to be honest, I honestly think, with some honesty, that it's been 35 degrees here. It was absolutely roasting. How do I know that? Well, the old body thermometer, I suppose. I can also let you into a little secret that I had a thermometer out in the back garden, and in the shade at 4:30, it was 32 and a half degrees. Unbelievable. Now, I lived in Cyprus for 2 years in Nicosia. And I can tell you now, that was hot. That was hot. During the summer months of July, all of July and all of August, the temperature would regularly get up to about 40, anything between 42 and 45. One day, we had 48 degrees. Unbelievable. And the thing about Nicosia is there's no air movement because it's right in the middle of the island. And it's protected on the north side from general bad weather from the Buffavento mountain range, and anything from the south, where that's just miles away. And oh god, we had some hot summers. The thing is, I never complain about the heat. It was relentless at times, don't get me wrong. One of the things is you really have to temper yourself with the old air conditioning, because you sit in the aircon, you come out in the heat, you get ill. My next door neighbour was ill quite frequently because she never came out into the heat, because she hated the heat. Why live in Cyprus? And those who lived on the coastline, on the south coast in Petaurus and Ayia Napa and Paphos, all of those places, they had that lovely sea breeze, of course, all of the time. We just baked in Nicosia. A lot of the residents in Nicosia, actually, the richer folk, they would leave their house in Nicosia and go and live in the Troodos Mountains for up to 7 weeks during the summer. And the kids' holidays are something ridiculous, like 10 or 11 weeks long. So remember, drink plenty, stay in the shade where you can, cover yourself up if needs be, if you're in direct sunlight, sun cream, just think smart and you'll be fine. Think yourself cool. Don't leave your dog in that car, just leave the dog at home. And whatever you do, do not whinge that it's too hot, because it isn't.
All one word, out. One word, out. One word.